You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
One feature of the neoliberal agenda is cuts in federal funding for post-secondary education. The provincial governments then respond by raising tuition rates. As a consequence, student debt now exceeds $14 billion. That is only for Canada student loans and leaves out the considerable debt owed for provincial government and private loans. It's no wonder that students across Canada increasingly have been protesting this inequity. This coming week, protests are scheduled to begin in Quebec. To discuss the Quebec student movement, we've reached Roger Rachy, a founding member of the political party Quebec Solidaire. Good morning, Roger, and thanks for taking the time out of a conference to speak with us.
Good morning.
There are several student organizations in Quebec. Can you give us some idea of what they are?
Yes, there are three important ones. There's a Federation of University Students, a Federation of College Students, and then there's a group called ACE, which defines itself as a union of students or a students' union, and which is considerably more radical than the first two I just mentioned. The first two are considered by the third group, by ACE, as being more corporatist in nature, only defending students as students, while the third one, the ACE, considers itself to be a radical union or a militant students' union, which seeks to unite with the rest of the social movement.
Are these Quebec student unions affiliated with the student unions in English Canada?
No, they're not. They're completely independent. And, in fact, their actions are not coordinated with other students' unions across the country because, of course, education is of provincial jurisdiction. And in Quebec, it's very clear that it's the provincial government that has the say, principal say, if not the only say, on higher education.
The Charest government has been raising tuition as elsewhere in Canada. Still, the tuition fees in Quebec are significantly lower than most, than most, if not all, other provinces. So why is there still, why is it still an important issue for Quebec students?
Well, historically, ever since, I would say, the late 60s, early 70s of the last century, keeping tuition fees low in university has been a key policy, a key social policy accepted across Quebec. The rationale behind it is the following. Up to the 60s, the number of French-speaking Quebecers, Francophone Quebecers, who actually went to university was extremely low. So part of government policies ever since the late 60s and the early 70s has been to encourage more and more French-speaking Quebecers to go to university. And keeping tuition fees low was a key part of that strategy. Now, throughout the years, the universities, especially the big ones, big private universities, University of Montreal, McGill University, have been agitating and lobbying for an increase in tuition fees in line with what is being practiced across Canada or even in the U.S. The government has usually held fairly firm and kept increases in tuition fees fairly low. The Charest government decided to increase them radically over the next few years. As of its budget in 2010, they've decided that starting with 2011 all the way to 2016, over a period of 5 years, tuition fees would be practically doubled. Actually, a little bit more than doubled.
How much is that owing to the fact that the federal government is defunding post-secondary education?
Part of it is that excuse or that pretext, but the other part was buying into the logic of the big private universities, saying if you want quality education, we have to provide more funds to universities, and therefore one way of providing more funds is, of course, increasing tuition fees. For example, up to, let's say, 2007, 2008, tuition fees on the average were around $1,700, let's say, per year. Now they're about $2,100, and the aim is to increase them to about $3,700. Of course, by North American standards, this is incredibly low. But by Quebec standards, given this traditional policy of the past half century of keeping tuition fees low and encouraging more and more people into higher education, it's considered a big drawback. And in fact, social movements across the board in Quebec, trade unions, community groups, have all denounced this aspect of the austerity policy of the provincial government.
Last year in November, there was a protest mobilization of students. How large was that mobilization?
It was very big, actually the biggest we've ever seen in Quebec. 200,000 students walked out across the province in a 24-hour strike. University students, college students walked out massively. I think there's close to 400,000 students in higher education institutions in Quebec. So almost 50% actually walked out in a day. When you consider the number of different faculties involved and the number of different students and branches involved, it's an amazing result. And in fact, in Montreal, on that same day, a demonstration was held and 30,000 people showed up. Vast majority students that were on strike, but also significant support was shown at this demonstration from the trade unions and from community organizations.
Well, that was last year. How are things shaping up in terms of protests and strikes for this year or this month?
Well, in fact, that demonstration and that one-day strike, that 24-hour strike, was put forward as a strategy leading to the votes that they're taking now for an unlimited general strike. In other words, they had set a strategy going back, I would say, to last spring of gradual mobilization in universities and colleges of Quebec, first of all leading to a 24-hour strike in November, and then from November on, beginning to gather votes for an unlimited general strike. And in fact, they're voting as we speak. There's a number of institutions that voted towards the end of January. A number of institutions are slated to vote during the first week of February. And there's talk that walkouts might begin within a week from now and continue to increase throughout February.
What about faculty members? Will they be involved in these protests as well?
Traditionally, when faculty members walk out in Quebec, students respect the picket line and vice versa. And generally, it has held pretty much, sometimes exceptions, but it has held. And from what I understand, faculty members will respect the picket line this time. So for the time that institutions are on strike or departments are on strike, there will be no courses given.
This is a general strike. Is it involving all of the faculties? Is everybody participating in this planned walkout?
Well, votes are being taken all across university campuses in Quebec and all across college campuses at the same time. Now, in many cases, you have departmental student associations. So you might have a situation where 3, 4, 5, 6 departments walk out, and not all. Then the question would be whether the department or the students from the departments that have voted not to strike will respect the existing student, the existing picket line. Generally, they do. So you might have a situation where it might be a bit of a patchwork. Some universities would be out, others won't be. Some campuses would be partially on strike. Parts of campuses might not be. This is part and parcel of the strategy which is being developed now. Now, I say the more radical of the three student organizations has also set up a large alliance around itself of other associations which are willing to go out in an unlimited strike. So you have the SA and the regroupment of some associations around them pushing very strongly for an unlimited strike and strike votes to be taken now. The other two associations, the Federation of University Students and the Federation of College Students, are pushing for strike votes, but without insisting on these being unlimited strike votes. So you have this kind of situation which will obviously develop, where the more radical association will try and create a snowball effect. So the less radical associations do walk out and stay out as long as possible to try and force the provincial government to come back and repeal the tuition fees increase.
One other tactic that that's been discussed is something called a social strike. What is that exactly?
Well, this is a concept which has been around Quebec since 2003. A social strike means that strikes erupt in other places but labor in support of labor strike. For example, if you have strikes in two or three industries, then the social strike would mean that community groups, that student organizations also walk out. So you have more of a citizen strike developing than just strictly labor strike. There was talk about a year and a half or 2 years ago when the Sharia government first brought down their austerity measures that the answer would be a social strike. But initially, the unions, the labor unions, did not really adopt this call. Last June, in June 2011, at the convention of the CSN, one of the labor centrals in Quebec, they did adopt an emergency resolution saying that if a social strike is planned, indeed, their labor central would participate in the social strike. But there's been, since June up to now, there have been no strike votes taken in any union locals. There have been no strike votes taken in any labor council. There have been no strike votes taken in any labor federation. So it has remained pretty much of a non-issue in terms of immediate mobilization. So the possibility of a social strike is not on the table. And the student association discussed that already a few months ago, and they decided to continue their movement, seek support whenever they could, but do not make the possibility of a social strike a condition for their own strike. You know, they decided that they have built up the support to go on strike in the universities, that they will ask for support, whatever form it will take, from other social movements, but that they could not wait until a social strike would be possible before they launch their own movement.
And what about political support? Is there any political party support for the students and the protests and their strikes?
The strikes and the actions taken by the students are supported very strongly by Quebec Solidaire, the left-wing party in Quebec. The Parti Québécois has mild opposition to tuition fees increase, but when they were in power 8, 9, 10 years ago, they managed to increase tuition fees or continually attempted to increase tuition fees. So their position is being seen as quite hypocritical. They haven't come out in support of the strikes per se. That's the difference there. So a certain amount of verbal support for fighting against tuition increase, but in fact, they're not out there supporting and participating in the more militant actions.
Well, Roger, thanks for joining us again and keeping us up to date on things happening out there in Quebec.
Thank you very much for having me.
I've been speaking with Roger Rachy, a founding member of the political party Québec Solidaire.